We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to the Three's Us podcast this week, folks. And this week, I'd like to start us out with a like personal life shout out. I mentioned on the last episode that our dear friend, our dear friend Sasha Smolgovsky, who occasionally listens to this podcast, has achieved a PhD in immunology
from
Tufts University. And I went to Boston last week to attend her thesis defense. And it was nuts. I couldn't believe a peer of mine was like discovering novel heart disease research and presenting it to like Harvard institution leaders and things like that.
It's crazy.
She was a candidate from Tufts, but her lab does a lot of work with Harvard as well.
Did you go there with a foam finger and your shirt off and face paint?
I really wanted to do like a defense joke, but then when I got there, it was not the right environment to make jokes.
No, not at all. No,
a lot of people there were very serious people, including like something like the top animal surgeon in the world, as agreed upon by like the academic world, was one of the advisors on her thesis and was in attendance.
That's cool.
It was weird to be like, because it's just me, right? Like, it's not just me. Like, all of us are there, but a lot of us are just normal chumps. And like sitting next to someone who is the top animal surgeon in the world. Like, listening to all the jargon and understanding it, and I'm just going like, "Wow, that's so cool! That's so cool! She did a lot of the science.
That's crazy."
Anyway, congratulations to Dr. Sasha Smolgovsky. Which used to be a joke because we would be like overblowing her education back when she had a master's.
But
now it's true.
That's
Dr. Sasha Smolgovsky. Big congrats. I'm so proud and so dumb.
We should now joke about airplane pilot Sasha Smolgovsky.
Right. See what happens next.
President Sasha Smolgovsky. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
President's going. I like that.
Certified Catholic priest. Sasha Smolgovsky.
The first female Catholic priest of all time, I'd say. So that's
that would be impressive.
Right. I fucking forgot
Because they
shout out. It was very touching attending her defense. And speaking of touching, I want to steal a game that Daniel had us play, but I put my own twist on it. Actually, I don't want to do that because I just trampled over our shout out.
That's okay.
Danny, I mean,
shout out part two.
Well, our entire intro was a shout out to Sasha.
That's true.
Our listener shout out is to Sarah. Sarah says,
Dr. Sarah.
Sarah said that they actually, even though they didn't post about it, they said, "Can I please just flex that I'm in the top 0.5% of listeners with 48,000 minutes?" This was this was from Spotify Wrapped of last year. And then they you know, a little bit later sent a response to one of our stories saying, "New Year's resolution: find a better podcast to fall asleep to." SMH. But also more like, so I think the reason why Sarah has like such an insane minutes count is because Sarah falls asleep to our podcast all the time,
and it auto plays all night.
Yes, which we appreciate.
But that's fucking sick.
That's so like nuts, because like if you just listen to them in order, like you'd probably go to sleep during like, I don't know, episode like 150 and wake up during like episode 164, you know. Which is like so
also
interesting.
All our listeners, try to learn from Sarah. Whenever you like leave your house or fall asleep, just set Threesis on autoplay. we want that. Well, actually, Spotify probably has analytics data that's like, they clearly just fell asleep.
Totally.
Instead of like, wow, they want to listen to this for 45,000 hours.
Shout out
to you, Sarah. All night.
We love Dr. Sarah. She's the best.
Thank you, Dr. Sarah.
All right. Mason, sorry, you were saying that you wanted to play a version of Touching, Not Touching, right?
Yeah. So a few weeks ago now, Daniel had us play a guessing game that he saw on TikTok. It's called Touching, Not Touching. you just say words and ask him if they're touching.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer turned out to be, if your lips touch while you say the word, then it's touching, hence touching.
Right.
I'm going to play touching, not touching, but with a different rule. And I'm still going to use the phrase touching, not touching, but it is does not have to do with your lips touching this time.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you can so the way it's going to work is you're going to ask me words. I'm going to tell you if they're touching or not touching, and you're going to and then you're going to try to figure out what the rule is.
Can it be pooping, not pooping?
If you want. Well, actually, no. It's me saying it, no. So no.
Yeah.
I want to guess first. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, the
letter. That's not touching.
Okay.
Ooh is not touching.
Okay. Fart?
Fart is touching.
Ooh. Is fart it, wait, is sorry, the sound of a fart or the word fart?
The word fart is touching.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
Make the sound of a fart, Danny. I'm going to say that's touching, too.
Do you hear it again? Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, that's
what,
touching,
what about,
too.
Megaphone?
Megaphone is touching.
Mm. Okay, okay.
What about, uselessness?
Uselessness is touching.
Whoa, okay. Uselessness is touching?
I can't tell if this was a good, prompt for anymore, but, we'll see, we'll see. If it's bad, it's my fault.
What about aeroplane?
Aeroplane is not touching.
Mm. Oh, but airplane?
Airplane is also not touching.
Gosh. Dang. Diarrhea?
Diarrhea is not touching.
Dang it. Okay.
My butt cheeks.
Your butt cheeks are touching.
Oh, that makes sense. God. Yeah.
All butt cheeks are touching.
All butt cheeks.
That's something I'm always telling people.
Words to live by. Yeah.
All butt cheeks are touching, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all lives matter, but butt cheeks.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah, it's still, I'm not on the right track here mentally, I don't think.
I don't think either. I
can't
thought it
tell.
Was like,
this might be kind of hard. Maybe.
Okay.
I can't tell.
Can you? It was inspired by the Daniel's original idea,
yes,
at least.
It was.
So I feel like it's sound related.
Yeah,
My guess was that maybe like F or like ones where different parts of your mouth touch, or like I noticed that's a word with T. So like maybe if your tongue touches the roof of your mouth, but like neither.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in the right frame of mind, but not that's not the answer.
Yeah, Mason's a linguist, so and like a person who studies this stuff.
I can't
so
tell
like,
if this is like too linguistics heavy, but it feels similar to me. But maybe it's not.
Keep in mind, my fart noise is touching.
Your fart noise was touching. Yeah.
Could you give us an example of a word that is touching?
Yeah, Mason? Of course. Fruit is touching, but berry is not touching.
Okay.
Is it? It's fruit. Not anything with your when your
or
teeth
like melon touch. Is not touching
melon fruit. You said fruit is touching, but not berry.
Yeah,
fruit.
Let's see.
What about pear?
A pear is not touching.
Oh, okay.
What about fuck?
Fuck is touching.
That's not a fruit.
Fuck is when you touch.
Yeah. Yeah. okay.
Gourd.
Gourd is not touching.
Tuba.
Pumpkin is not touching also. Tuba is not touching.
Pumpkin tuba. Fisting.
Fisting is touching.
Yeah.
Like, of course it is. You have to touch to do it.
Yeah.
Gourd is not touching, but squash is.
Squash.
Gourd.
Fisting. Squash. Fisting. I'm just
car,
saying.
Car is not touching, but vehicle is touching.
Car.
What?
Vehicle.
I thought maybe it was like different vowel sounds, but I don't think that's it.
Is it when your teeth touch your lip? Like, is it V and F?
That is one kind of touching.
Does it have to do with voiced and non-voiced fricatives?
It does have to. It is fricatives.
Whoa.
Good job.
Whoa!
I don't even remember what
whether they're
means.
Voiced or not doesn't matter. But fricatives are any consonant sound where the sound is generated by friction.
So yeah, that's why F right is one.
Yeah. Fun fact: H is also a fricative.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Or maybe it's a fricative in some cases, but not necessarily every case. I kind of forget
is
now.
V is fricative. Even it's a voiced fricative, right? So it's V.
It's rubbing between your teeth and your bottom lip.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so smart, you guys.
Yeah.
No, that was really good. I wasn't fricatives. Expecting you to get that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So fun fact.
I bet you didn't even know that I knew the word.
I guess that's also true. I wasn't sure if you knew the word at one point. Yeah. F and V are actually the same sound, just voiced and unvoiced.
Right.
So
Yeah, your mouth and makes same the same.
Same with B
shape.
And P. Same with T and D. Mm-hmm. And there's S and Z. Phonetic linguists actually often consider those this all the same sound, which can read as very confusing to people.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
But yeah. But anyway,
that's crazy.
Good job, Daniel. I secretly titled that segment "Friction or Non-Friction."
Nice. So, I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good way to I don't know if different iterations of touching, not touching are good anymore, but we'll see. I hope you guys enjoyed it anyway.
Definitely. And
Danny, of course, fisting is touching. Yeah. You can't like remotely fist someone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So one thing I didn't mention to you guys, I'm going to wait until after to mention this. All right, fellas. So we're going to do a Mad Libs. I will not tell you why this one is special until the end, because I feel like I have no interest in biasing the answers submitted by you guys. So this is one. I will say this is a pre-made thing. So this is not like a creation of my own. I want to see if we can just bust through these like pretty quickly. Don't think about it too much. First, though, I want to get let's get Daniel, give me an emotion, and Mason, give me an adjective.
Conflicted.
Ooh, I like that.
Pillowy.
Ooh. Okay. And then Daniel, give me an adjective, and Mason, give me a body part.
Rusty.
Ooh.
Like the spot on your forearm where if someone presses it really hard, it hurts surprisingly much.
Surprisingly much.
Like a deep tissue massage kind of thing, you know? Mm.
Daniel, give me a noun, and Mason, an adjective.
The second pew at my old church.
Should I say at Daniel's old church or at my old church?
Let's go with my.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real stinky.
Ooh. Okay. Can I get quickly just another adjective from each of you as well?
Pornographic.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Mm. Sorry. There's a lot of adjectives in here. How about Daniel, give me a verb, and Mason, one more adjective.
Ragdolling.
Oh, like to ragdoll?
Yeah. It's like a video game physics thing where like the body parts just flail wildly.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. It's very funny sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vomit inducing.
I was almost gonna guess that it was gonna be something inducing. I don't know why, but yeah. Okay, and then an occupation from Mason and an abstract noun from Daniel.
The top animal surgeon in the world.
Hopelessness.
Okay. Okay. And then Mason, an abstract noun, and Daniel, a plural noun.
Flavor.
That's a good one. I think that's like a very, like, I would never guess anyone to say flavor for an abstract noun. It's good.
17 dull mall shop katanas.
What? Okay. And like, then,
because it evokes the person who wants to buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I guess Mason, a number, and Daniel, an adjective.
Too many.
Mm. Yep. Oh, wait, actually, that's pretty funny. It has like an actual like scrolling thing where I have to like choose an actual number. Which is pretty funny. Yeah.
So I can't just write like far, far too many.
Yeah. I mean, I can scroll as high as I can, but
right. So as a matter of practicality, we'll just go 8.
8. Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to make you scroll like 6 billion times.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Daniel, adjective?
Sudden?
Ooh. Is that an adjective? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, can I change my number, Danny?
Yeah.
I want to go as many times as you can do in 8 seconds.
Okay. As many times. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, I'll time you.
Okay, yeah, here. All right, ready?
Okay.
All right.
Ready, set, go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Good job. Like 43.
Nice.
Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. And then, a body part. How about you guys give me four body parts right now? Just two of them between each of you.
Okay. Yeah. The first one I'll do is the sock line of your ankle.
Mm.
Sebum.
What's that?
It's the
I guess technically it's not a body part. Yeah, but it's like the oil that your skin secretes.
Yeah, yeah.
Left lung.
Mm. The better one.
The sexier one.
The sexy left lung, yeah.
Kidney stone stuck in the urethra.
Classic body part. Classic body part.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees, and the kidney stone stuck in your urethra.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and then can I get an adjective from Mason and a verb from Daniel?
Wallowing.
Mm.
Rudy Tooty, fresh and fruity.
Ooh, I like that.
Lightning round. Daniel, verb in the past tense. Mason, a plural noun.
Squatted.
Ooh.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Nice.
Thoughts and prayers.
Okay. And then Mason, verb in the past tense. Daniel, a plural noun.
Blue. B-L-E-W.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Daniel, plural noun.
17 sweaty neckbeards.
Something about sweaty.
And if you want, colon, that are planning to buy the katanas.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. It's nice that 17 blunt mall katanas could find a home with 17 sweaty neckbeards.
Yeah. I like that. So what's funny
peanut butter and jelly, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that this is a different thing that we're writing now. So it's hearkening to a different piece of literature.
Yeah, it's gonna be a deep callback.
Yeah. Okay. And then Daniel, verb past tense, Mason, plural noun. We just have like some combination of these real quick.
Yoinked.
Mm, I like yoinked. It's a good one.
Abysses.
Ooh. Let's do, so Daniel, adjective, and then this says, okay, it says adjective ending in L-Y, but I'm pretty sure that's just an adverb then.
Some adjectives end in L-Y.
I guess, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like deadly.
Oh, deadly, yeah. Okay, yeah, do an adjective ending in L-Y then, Mason, yeah. And then Daniel, you're free to do whatever adjective you want.
Yeah, I'll do deadly.
Cool.
Fuckly.
Fuckly. Fuckly. Do you want me to put fuckly in there? I kind of like it.
Okay, if you want to, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, write deadly fuckly, and then in real time, if fuckly doesn't make sense, audible to deadly.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, shoot, I had one, but now I forgot.
Because you want it to be fuckly. You want it to be fuckly, yeah.
Okay, adjective. Fuck, I had
Bruce
one.
Bruce Lee's dad. Sorry,
Bruce Lee's dad.
Fuckly.
Stop! You're wiping me again! I don't even have anything!
Stop wiping me!
Yeah.
You keep wiping me! Stop wiping me! Mm.
Alright.
So like a 12-year-old playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Perhaps dildo-sized?
Okay.
I don't know why there has to be room for uncertainty, but
and I like that it's sized and not shaped. Yeah, okay. And then a noun from each of you. Yeah, yeah. All right. I've never thought of anything in terms of its size relation to a dildo. Okay. A noun from each of you.
Bed sheets.
Mm.
A jacket that smells like Korean barbecue.
Dude, I fucking love when I smell like Korean barbecue.
Yeah. All right. Verb for Daniel, noun for Mason.
Popping off.
To pop off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Truth.
Truth. Okay. And then noun for Daniel, part of the body for Mason.
Neck/back/pussy/crack.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Mowage.
Ooh, spelled like that. Yeah.
With
yeah.
The W. Yeah.
With the W. Yeah.
Okay.
Mowage.
Okay. And then verb from Mason, adjective from Daniel.
Original.
Ooh, original. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uglify.
Ooh.
Like to turn ugly.
You've got to uglify.
Yeah. All right. And then final thing here. So a noun from Daniel and a verb from Mason.
Your cousin's green card.
Bombard.
Mm. Okay, and then this is specific to Daniel. Daniel, give me an emotion.
Bamboozled.
Ooh. So, the fun of this one, and the reason why I didn't want to say too much about this going into it, is that this is our Valentine's Day episode. This is this is the one that comes out right before Valentine's Day. So,
happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So
happy
you guys,
Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. You guys unknowingly have just constructed love letters to each other.
Aww.
And yeah, so I have one for Daniel to read to Mason, and one for Mason to read to Daniel.
Oh,
that's really nice. Yeah, that's really nice.
Okay, so here we go.
So are we reading it? Like, I'm gonna read it?
Yes. So
awesome.
I'm gonna send these to you guys.
So Daniel, this is like, it sounds like a wedding vow.
This is, oh, sorry, I forgot to give you the title. I forgot to send over. It's called A Letter to My Bride.
Oh, it is a letter
to my bride.
Yeah,
a letter to my bride, Daniel Park.
Yes. Okay. Right.
So please at home picture that I'm holding Daniel's hands at the altar with like a witnessing Catholic priest, Dr. Sasha Smolgovsky.
And I'm wearing a beautiful white gown with a
Daniel's in a beautiful white gown. Yeah. I'm in a tux. Mm-hmm. Everyone's crying, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
To my dearest Daniel, I cannot contain my conflict that today is our wedding day.
Yeah.
It seems like only yesterday when I first saw your pillowy spot on your forearm where somebody presses on it and it hurts surprisingly much.
Well, I guess it would be pillowy.
Yeah.
I could not believe how rusty you were. And today I'm the luckiest second pew at my old church alive. You are real stinky, pornographic, and unnecessary. And I just couldn't ask for anything more. The way you ragdoll melts my heart.
Sexy.
I want you to know that I will do all I can to give you a vomit-inducing life. My job as the top animal surgeon in the world may not seem like much.
Don't tell that to the guy.
Yeah.
But we will be rich with hopelessness. We will be rich with hopelessness, flavor, and 17 dull mall shop katanas. One day.
Yeah.
One day we will have 43 sudden children.
Sudden.
You're gonna have twins, but for 43.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Oh god.
I hope that they have my sock line and your ankle.
Or no, the sock line of your ankle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I hope that they will have my sock line of your ankle and your Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity sebum. And left lung. When I see you walk down the aisle today, I know I will wallow with joy. I love you with all of my kidney stone stuck in my urethra. Love, Mason.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was
not
amazing.
A dry eye in the house.
Wow. Yeah. I'm crying.
That's that's really good.
Good wedding, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah. I love.
Wait,
that,
is
yeah.
mine also wedding vows?
No,
to Mason?
I think yours is just a love letter. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
is it like an old fashioned love letter where like I'm reading it in like a candlelit castle or some shit?
I don't know. Oh, I also just realized that Daniel can't say one of the words in here, but I'll say it for him if he wants.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah,
tag
yeah.
in when you need.
Yeah. All right.
It's in Spanish, huh?
Yeah, it's in Spanish. Yeah. All right, Daniel, let's hear it. This is to Mason.
Dear Mason. Ever since I squatted thoughts and prayers to you.
You shout them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't look at blue 17 sweaty neckbeards that are planning to buy the katanas the same way. It's as though you yoinked all abysses from me.
Mm. Yeah.
They can never compare to your perhaps dildo sized.
Yeah. Well,
then there's just a period.
Yeah. There's no noun. It's just they could never compare to your perhaps dildo sized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In case it wasn't obvious, I'm
fuckly
in bed sheet with you.
Okay. Yeah. Instead of madly in love, it's fuckly in bed sheet.
Yeah.
I wish to be the only jacket that smells like KBBQ you ever pop off again. Actually,
yeah, that works. That works. Yeah.
You are the truth to my male wage. You make my.
Well, how'd you say
my
that word?
Neck yeah, slash. Yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You make my neck slash back slash pussy slash crack stop and uglify.
Oh my God.
You are the most original your cousin's green card I have ever come to know. While I'm at this, will you bombard me? Bamboozled, Daniel.
Bamboozled. Yeah. I'm bamboozled as I write
so
this.
So it's almost like this, like almost, I guess, came before the vows. This is because it's while I'm at this, will you marry me, I'm assuming, is what it was going to say, or like, will you? Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Bamboozled, Daniel. Yeah, wow.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's great.
There. I mean, it's as though you have yoinked all the abysses from me. Is pretty. That's like, it's like weirdly kind of profound.
That's poetic,
yeah,
bro.
But yeah, I think. Unfortunately, I feel like Mason's vows were just so much more fucking chaotic than they made no sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I really liked my job as the top animal surgeon in the world may not seem like much.
But we'll be rich with hopelessness, flavor, and 17 like, dull mall shop katanas. Yeah.
Like, it just makes it sound like Daniel's family is just somehow really unimpressed with what I do.
Yeah. One day we will have 43 sudden children.
That's a curse. That's not a blessing.
Yeah. I love you with all my kidney stones stuck in the urethra.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of a fun little thing. I didn't want to mention it sooner, but yeah, it's the Valentine's Day episode, and
wow.
Yeah, you guys wrote love letters to each other.
I hope everyone at home is really feeling the love after that.
Yeah, I feel very loved.
You should. After all that Mason had to say. And with that, that's the end of the Threeses podcast.
Thanks so much,
yeah,
folks.
Valentine's Day episode.
Listen, we just keep in mind that we love you with all of our kidney stone that's stuck in our urethras.
Not just some of it. It's all of it. Even though we wish there was only
just
some.
Just don't forget that.
Daniel, is there anything you'd like? I mean, you said it to Mason, but is there anything you'd like to say, I guess, to the audience?
Will you bombard me? And there's nothing you can do about it?
I mean, I could stop, I guess. But yeah, all right, bye.
I love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Ah!
Bye.